Part 1. Resume looters. November 2023 marked the emergence of a formidable cyber threat. Group IB's threat intelligence unit unearthed a vast malicious campaign orchestrated by an enigmatic entity called Resume Looters. This previously unknown group, honed in on the Asia-Pacific region, particularly targeting employment agencies and retail companies with the nefarious objective of stealing and commodifying sensitive user data. The modus operandi of Resume Looters was chillingly effective, leveraging SQL injection, a technique exploiting vulnerabilities in the database layers of websites. They infiltrated 65 websites between November and December 2023. Their query was comprehensive: names, phone numbers, emails, dates of birth, and intricate details of job seekers' professional lives were extracted with surgical precision. This stolen data found its way to Telegram channels, where it was battered like mere commodities. Moreover, the audacity of Resume Looters knew no bounds as they employed cross-site scripting, XSS, to compromise the integrity of legitimate job search platforms. These scripts, cunningly woven into the fabric of the websites, initiated the download of further malicious scripts. Phishing forms masquerading as legitimate interfaces were then deployed to dupe unsuspecting users into surrendering their personal information. The inception of these attacks was traced back to early 2023, revealing a long-standing scheme of digital espionage and fraud. The implications of such breaches are profound, affecting not only the immediate victims but also eroding the trust in digital recruitment ecosystems. To combat such sophisticated threats, a multifaceted approach is imperative. Organizations must fortify their defenses by regularly updating and patching their software to close vulnerabilities. Educating employees about the dangers of social engineering and phishing tactics is also crucial, as human error often serves as the breach point for cyber attacks. Moreover, implementing robust data encryption and intrusion detection systems can serve as critical protections against unauthorized access. Finally, fostering collaboration between organizations and cybersecurity entities can enhance threat intelligence and response strategies, ensuring a collective resilience against the ever-evolving landscape of cyber threats. Part 2. Hijack Loader Malware. A recent analysis by CrowdStrike researchers has unveiled a chilling advancement in malware sophistication, epitomized by the emergence of Hijack Loader, also known as IDAT Loader. This malware sample has been meticulously engineered to bypass traditional cybersecurity defenses, posing a formidable threat to digital infrastructures worldwide. The loader's arsenal includes various evasion techniques that significantly complicate detection efforts, highlighting a relentless evolution in cybercriminal tactics. Hijack Loader employs a sophisticated method known as process hollowing, wherein it injects malicious code into legitimate processes to conceal its activities. This technique is further refined through an interactive process hollowing variation, leveraging pipes to redirect standard input and output, thereby creating a more covert execution environment. The malware's ability to remap the .txt section of critical system DLLs using Heaven's Gate, a technique that bypasses user mode hooks, underscores the advanced level of its evasion strategies. This unhooking process, particularly targeting the NTDLL file, serves to erase traces of the malware's presence, making detection by security tools more challenging. Further complicating its detection is the malware's use of transacted hollowing. This variation stealthily overwrites memory in legitimate processes with malicious code, maintaining the guise of normal operations. This, along with its capability to dynamically load additional payloads, renders Hijack Loader a potent tool for deploying secondary malware such as Cobalt Strike beacons, thereby amplifying the threat landscape. The threat actors behind Hijack Loader have been observed leveraging these techniques to deliver sophisticated threats, including the Remcos Remote Access Trojan, RAT, and System BC, underlying the loader's role in facilitating complex cybercrime operations. Its association with cybercrime groups like TA-544 amplifies concerns, as these groups are known for deploying a range of malware to compromise systems and steal sensitive information. The emergence of Hijack Loader underscores a critical juncture in cyber defense, necessitating a paradigm shift in security strategies. To counter such advanced threats, cybersecurity professionals advocate for the adoption of multi-layered defense mechanisms that go beyond traditional solutions. This includes integrating behavior-based detection systems, enhanced endpoint protection platforms (EPP), and advanced threat protection solutions that can adapt to evolving malware tactics. Additionally, continuous security awareness training for staff and rigorous network hygiene practices are pivotal in mitigating the risk posed by such sophisticated malware. The battle against cyber threats like Hijack Loader is emblematic of the ongoing arms race in cyberspace, highlighting the need for perpetual vigilance and innovation in cybersecurity defenses. As malware developers continue to refine their techniques, the imperative for robust adaptive security measures has never been more acute. Part 3. Tiny Torla NG Backdoor. A recent discovery by Cisco Talos has unveiled a new chapter in cyber espionage operations. The unveiling of Tiny Torla NG, a sophisticated backdoor crafted by the notorious Torla APT group, signals the evolution of cyber threats and the intricate ballet of power played on the digital stage. This new threat, mirroring its predecessor Tiny Torla in both coding finesse and functionality, underscores state-sponsored actors' relentless pursuit of unauthorized access. The deployment of Tiny Torla NG, identified as early as December 2023 against a Polish non-governmental organization, underscores a chilling reality. This NGO, dedicated to bolstering Polish democracy and supporting Ukraine amidst the Russian invasion, found itself ensnared in the web of Torla's cyber operations. The strategic choice of target reveals a broader narrative of geopolitical tension, where cyber espionage acts as a shadowy extension of state power aimed at undermining the fabric of democratic institutions and international solidarity. The discovery of TTNG and the accompanying Torla Power NG PowerShell scripts designed for meticulous exfiltration of sensitive information highlight a calculated effort to compromise security on multiple fronts. By targeting the password databases of popular password management software, Torla's campaign sought to unravel the threats of digital security, exposing the vulnerabilities within even the most mundane aspects of cyber hygiene. To prevent similar attacks, a multifaceted approach is essential. Organizations must prioritize the fortification of their cyber defenses through regular security audits, the implementation of multi-factor authentication, and the adoption of zero-trust security models. Furthermore, cultivating cybersecurity awareness among employees can be a critical protection against phishing and other social engineering tactics. On a broader scale, international cooperation and intelligence sharing are paramount. The fight against cyber espionage demands a concerted effort transcending borders and uniting nations under the common cause of safeguarding digital sovereignty. As the digital domain continues to serve as a battleground for geopolitical disputes, the resilience of our cyber defenses will determine the integrity of our data and the fabric of our democratic institutions. Part 4. T-Bot Banking Trojan. Early February 2024 marked the resurgence of a formidable adversary in cyberspace, the T-Bot banking Trojan. Originating from an innocuous-looking application on the official Google Play Store, downloaded over 100,000 times before its removal, this seemingly harmless tool was the Trojan horse for T-Bot infiltration. Under the guise of functionality, the application was a sophisticated dropper for the T-Bot malware, engaging in advanced evasion tactics like obfuscation and file deletion to disguise its true intent. T-Bot, known by aliases such as Anatsa and Toddler, initially camouflaged its malicious endeavors by masquerading as mundane PDF documents and QR code scanner apps. These dropper applications acted as conduits, ushering in a second stage payload to seize control over unsuspecting devices. The evolution of T-Bot has been alarming, with its distribution tactics diversifying to include dropper applications on Google Play, significantly broadening its attack vector to encompass over 400 applications spanning across banking, cryptocurrency exchanges and wallets, and digital insurance sectors, not to mention its geographic expansion to include countries like Russia, Hong Kong, and the United States. The attack begins with a deceptive update prompt from the dropper app, leading to the download of a second application hosted on GitHub containing the T-Bot malware. This crucial step in the infection chain relies on the user granting permissions for installs from unknown sources. Once installed, T-Bot seeks accessibility services permissions. This move enables the malware to capture sensitive information such as login credentials and two-factor authentication codes, setting the stage for account takeover attacks. T-Bot's sophistication lies not only in its evasion techniques, but also in its ability to adapt and grow. The malware now supports multiple languages, including Slovak, Russian, and Mandarin Chinese, to enhance its legitimacy and facilitate malicious activities across a broader range of victims. Its ability to sidestep detection by requesting minimal permissions initially, only to download the malicious payload subsequently, makes it a stealthy and formidable threat. To combat threats like T-Bot, cybersecurity experts recommend a multifaceted approach. Vigilance in downloading applications solely from trusted developers, regular updating of anti-malware software to detect and prevent unauthorized access, and the use of multi-factor authentication that cannot be easily bypassed by malware are key strategies. Additionally, the cybersecurity community underscores the importance of educating users about the dangers of granting extensive permissions to applications and the risks associated with installing updates from unknown sources. In conclusion, the rise of T-Bot underscores the ongoing battle between cybercriminals and cybersecurity defenses. As threat actors refine their tactics, the digital community must remain vigilant, fortifying its defenses against the evolving landscape of cyber threats. Part 5. Kony APT. A few weeks ago, the cybersecurity world was abuzz with reports of a sophisticated cyber attack targeting the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This incident, traced back to North Korean operatives linked with the Kony APT group, underscored the evolving landscape of cyber espionage and the growing audacity of state-sponsored actors. The Kony APT group, known for its affiliation with North Korea, leveraged a variant of the malware Kony, a tool dating back to at least 2014. This specific campaign was notable for using Russian-language malicious Word documents to deliver malware capable of harvesting sensitive information from compromised Windows hosts. The attack initiated with spear phishing emails adorned with New Year's Eve themes, enticing recipients to open attachments that set off a multi-stage attack chain. This culminated in the deployment of the Kony RAT, a remote access Trojan, thereby compromising the integrity of the targeted systems. The technical sophistication of the Kony malware was evident in its execution strategy. It employed a deceptive tactic by masquerading as legitimate network service files and utilized advanced techniques to gain admin privileges on the infected systems. These included the use of a cabinet file downloaded and executed through a series of batch scripts, ultimately installing the malware as a persistent service within the system. The malware's ability to bypass user account control, UAC, and execute with elevated privileges highlighted the advanced capabilities of the attackers, enabling them to maintain persistent access to the compromised networks and conduct espionage activities undetected. This incident illustrates a crucial aspect of modern cyber warfare: the intersection of technology and geopolitics. The targeting of the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs by a North Korea-linked group raises questions about the motives behind the attack, possibly hinting at the complex web of alliances and enmities that define international relations in the digital age. Cybersecurity experts advocate for a multi-layered defense strategy to mitigate the risk of similar attacks. This includes rigorous email filtering, regular security training for staff to recognize phishing attempts, the use of advanced endpoint detection and response tools, and the implementation of strict access controls and privilege management. Furthermore, keeping software up to date to patch vulnerabilities and employing network segmentation can significantly reduce the attack surface, making it more challenging for adversaries to gain a foothold in critical systems. The 2024 attack on the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs by the Kony APT group serves as a stark reminder of the persistent threat posed by state-sponsored cyber operations. It underscores the importance of robust cybersecurity measures and international cooperation in the fight against cyber espionage, ensuring the integrity of global digital infrastructure.